Hello and welcome to Your Longevity Lifestyle, the podcast where we have real conversations about real ways you can live longer, healthier, and more in flow. Today, we're going to return to our lightning lifestyle tips, which are short bites of information you can put into action right now. So stay tuned and create a new practice in 10 minutes or less. In our last episode, we learned the one question to ask to find out if you're overworking. Today, we'll discuss what to do if your answer is yes. As busy entrepreneurs, time is a hot commodity. You can't just leave your to-do list half done. Important things fall through the cracks, and that can mean the death of all that we have built. But even with those constraints, we have choices. We do not have to overwork. Like we discussed last time, overwork is a balance of energy, so you can correct it by addressing two areas. Number one, increasing your energy input, and number two, decreasing your energy output. Now, I understand that stepping back and pulling away and slowing down are super difficult things. So we're going to start with number one, increasing your energy input. Here are the top two ways that I find to increase energy fast. Number one is to move. Now, who gets annoyed by fitness and exercise and all of those other words? I'm a personal trainer and I do. So when I tell you to move, I'm certainly not saying to buy bright, tight clothes, drive 3 miles, pay exorbitant amounts of money, hang out with sweaty people, lift heavy things, contort your body into weird positions, climb on expensive pieces of equipment with spaceship-like command centers. No, I simply mean to move. The quickest way to build energy within yourself is to change positions. Put your hands above your head. Get your head below your waist. Take a few steps. Adopt a power stance. Get your heart rate up. Pump some blood to your brain. A little bit of oxygen couldn't hurt either. I could talk about this all day long, but the important bit is this. Our bodies are built to move. So do it. Number two, get out and give. We are social creatures. Whether we're introverts or extroverts, the simple act of kindness increases our energy. A smile, a compliment, a word of support, and under the right circumstances, even a hug. Hugs release good hormones that give us a boost. So does giving. So does receiving. Get out and be social. That will increase your energy super fast. Once we address both of these ways, we can start looking at decreasing our energy output. The fastest, most successful way to do this doesn't have anything to do with what our activities are. It has to do with how we do them. So here are the top two ways I find to decrease our energy output. Number one, check your oxygen. When we're spinning along through our days, jetting from task to task, our bodies display several telltale signs of duress. Tension is a big one. And when we're tense, we forget to breathe. I mean, really breathe. Yeah, we're getting oxygen into our lungs, but our breath becomes really super shallow and our lungs don't expand much. And therefore, our oxygen isn't moving around. It's not getting to the important bits. Just taking 3 deep breaths an hour can increase your focus, decrease the tension, and free up a little bit of energy. So if you have to set an alarm, or if you can just remember to do it once every hour, do this. It can really help a lot. Number two, watch your transitions. Transitions are any time when you're moving from one task to another task, or from moving from one part of your life to another part of your life, driving between things, or moving out of your office and into the rest of your house, or whatever you're doing. That's a transition. When we have too much to do and not enough time to do it, we jump from task to task without a break. What happens then is that we take all of those crummy feelings and frustrations and stresses out of the last task, and we drag it along with us into the next one. If we take a little bit of time to let go of the previous task, even if it's been pleasurable, we can save ourselves a lot of energy. Leftovers from previous tasks are a drag on our energy. Releasing them before we start the next one frees us up to charge ahead with more power. So those are the four things that you can do in the two aspects of getting your energy back and getting your energy back in balance. There are caveats, as there are with anything else. The first one is to start slowly. Anything that you undertake when you are already overburdened has to be slow. You're probably already running from tigers, according to your brain and all of those stress hormones that are flying around. So more fast change will increase the sense of stress and counteract all of the goodness that you're trying to create. And the second caveat is be kind to yourself. Remember our stuff on love? Self-love is super important, so just be kind. I hope you've learned something today, and I hope that you can get your energy back in balance super duper fast. And thank you so much for listening.